Browner staged a celebration when he signed the 500-page school funding reform into law last summer, but it didn't quite match the financial models lawmakers approved, so they sent the governor a short trailer bill. Despite that bill's bipartisan support, Browner responded with an amendatory veto seeking to drastically lower standards for private schools to qualify for a controversial new tax credit scheme. Browner says he's just trying to maximize school choice. But State Senator Andy Menard, the Bunker Hill Democrat who sponsored both measures, says the veto will just delay equitable funding.
By linking issues that have nothing to do with each other, it's going to be highly unlikely that any new money will be distributed to schools in an equitable fashion this fiscal year.
Schools will still receive the same state money they got last year, but that just prolongs Illinois' reputation for having the most inequitable funding in the nation. I'm Dusty Rhodes.